News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A generational divide has emerged in Ireland's health and well-being standards. More than half of younger adults are considered in poor health. That's according to the Irish Life 2024 Health of the Nation annual research report. We're joined by Dr. Carol Rogan, a psychologist with Irish Life. Carol, that jumped off the page to me. More than half of younger adults considered in poor health. How is that possible?
Yeah, good morning, Shane. So, jumped off the page for us as well. And I suppose when we look at that poor health, I suppose what we're measuring is we're taking a holistic approach, looking at physical health, mental health, social connection, nutrition and financial well-being. So we're looking at people in the round, if you like. And I suppose what's of particular concern as psychologists, I suppose, when we look at the mental health side of things, young people are disproportionately struggling with mental health, which is what came out in our survey. So we're talking about that 16 to 34-year-old age category that is of particular concern.
Yeah, that's not, I suppose, unfortunately, that's probably not that big a surprise. What about physical health, though? Are they struggling there as well?
Yeah, it's not not great, unfortunately. Basically, there's when we look at the figures generally, 60% of adults are now overweight or obese coming out of our survey. So I suppose, I mean, I work in the area of workplace well-being. The workplace, I think, is a great place to look at these kind of more societal issues. They're obviously complex issues, obesity and other issues, mental health, smoking and vaping came out in our survey as well. As you know, a particular concern, but I suppose the question then of okay, what can we do about this? You know, it's easy to get despondent, I suppose, but in terms of you know practical actions we can take, so like we would work with organisations, you know, the length and breadth of the country in terms of wellbeing programmes, and you know, actually taking very tangible actions to try and move the dial in terms of
and tangible actions. Sorry to cut across you, Carol, but tangible actions such as what? I mean, is sedentary lifestyle a big thing? Are kids playing too many video games?
On their phone too much? Yeah, certainly, you know, we didn't look at the causation side of things, but certainly when we look at other reports, certainly smartphone use does you know, feature and that kind of sedentary kind of lifestyle. So, yeah, getting up and moving more, you know, we would run step challenges, for example, through our My Life app in workplaces. So that's a great way to introduce a bit of fun into this kind of thing as well. You know, kind of how do we motivate? We know that behaviour change is really challenging for all of us. You know, we all know what we should be doing, but like, how do we, you know, get those healthy behaviours going? So, you know, getting involved in a step challenge is a great way to, you know, get people motivated, get teams in the workplace kind of, you know, getting involved in a challenge, maybe aiming for a reward at the end of it. And little things like, you know, we've seen companies set up lunchtime walking clubs, encouraging use of the stairs versus the lift. I mean, they're simple things, okay, but they do make a difference. And, you know, even commuting to work, you know.
Yeah, we'll have to leave it there. Dr. Carol Rogan, a psychologist with Irish Life, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Quite concerning findings in that Irish Life 2024 Health of the Nation annual research report. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.